रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसी रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 19 वाली मीट्स तारा। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Vali was unable to render meet reply to the sound reasons put forth by Rama to justify his act. Wounded all over with rocks and trees, cloven to the heart with the fiery shaft of Rama, he saw death draw near unto him and fainted away. Meanwhile, Tara received the news that Vali fought with Sugriva and was killed by an arrow shot by Rama from a covert position, and mad with terror and suspense, she rushed out of the cave and Angada after her. She beheld the veteran guards of Angada quake in fear at the sight of Rama and hide themselves anywhere like herds of deer when their leader is struck down. They wailed and groaned as though Rama's darts were piercing their vitals. Her heat reflected their grief and cried, "Mighty monkeys that used to lead the way before Vali, the lion amongst kings, do I see you quit his side and flee in abject fear like masterless creatures? What have you to fear if your lord is struck down by the shaft of Rama, put up thereto by the ambitious and unprincipled Sugriva? Know I not that Rama's arrows never fail, and no power in heaven or hell can bar their way?" The monkeys she spoke to were capable of assuming any form at will, but their fickle nature asserted itself at that moment, and they cried, "Yama has come for Vali in the garb of Rama. Childless women do well to follow their husbands to the worlds beyond, but you have no such avail. Live for Angada's sake and watch over him." Vali brushed aside the rocks and trees showered by Sugriva and was at last struck down by the vajra-like arrow of Rama. The heroes that followed him from Kishkindha are dazed with fear to see Vali laid low, whose prowess matched his father's and dispersed in all directions towards the city. Guard well the fortress gates, place Angada upon the throne, for the monkeys one and all would stand by him. And we would not have you stay here. Our foes are seizing the other fortresses in Kishkindha. Many among them have been away from their wives for years. Many others have married poor and plain wives. They have till now led a life of misery and privation in the wild woods. Now is their opportunity to do us as much harm as possible. Sugriva and other kinsmen of yours will keep pace with them. But Tara, noble-hearted and keen-witted as she was, cried out, "To the foul fiend with sound throne and life, when my lord the mighty armed, the lion among kings, is no more. My place is even at the feet of that noble hero who lies cloven to the heart by the shaft of Rama." In her wild grief, she struck her head and breasts and raced to the place of combat. She beheld her lord and husband stretched upon the ground, wounded to the heart. Mayavi and many an asura as fierce met their ends at his hands. Huge mountains were smashed to pieces and whirled aloft by him as by the bolt of Indra. His roar was terrible as that of huge clouds lashed by storms. His prowess matched that of Indra. His war cries would strike dire terror into the hearts of fierce foes, roaring in mad fury. And lo, he was done to death by Rama, the redoubtable hero, even as a lordly lion struck down by a tiger greedy of its flesh. He stretched his length upon the bare earth like spent cloud banks or a stately portico with broad marble slabs to recline upon, shattered down by Garuda when he descended there to snatch away the huge serpent that lay beneath it. Rama stood by, leaning gracefully upon his bow, while Lakshmana and Sugriva stayed behind. She put away from her heart the idea that Rama was a mortal foe of Vali and said to herself, "I hold Rama utterly blameless in this affair. Vali is the head and front of all offense. A generous soul built a reservoir that all creatures, man and beast, might slake their thirst in it, And there comes along one fine day a blessed fool who would drown himself in it with a millstone round his neck. Who is to blame? Vali was absolutely sure of the friendship and protection of Rama had he chosen to side with him and further his purpose. Would the noble prince stand by and see Sugriva, his other self as it were, done to death? He would not slay Vali when the brothers first fought together, but waited to see for himself that Sugriva would not escape with his life. She passed them to where Vali lay and fainted right away in an agony of grief. Then she came back to her senses as one awaking from deep sleep and cried out wildly, "Lord of my heart!" When her eyes fell upon her beloved, around whose neck the noose of Yama was tightening, the piteous wails of Tara and the artless innocence of Angada, who stood by her, wrung the heart of Sugriva. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavate Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.